You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Ay, papi!
Let's go.
Vamos. Vaiz is saying, oh, daddy. It's a little bit more.
It is a direct translation, but the tone is different.
Okay. It feels more like I'm looking for somebody to take care of me. Right?
Wherefore art thou, daddy?
What is good? Welcome to another Prem Show. We are live here on Twitch every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time. We got a little bit of a late start because we were walking Nutmeg on the live stream. It was wild. If you are listening to this podcast, make sure you join us on Twitch because things get wild. And you miss out on me playing Fetch with Nutmeg.
Right. 200 listeners went away as soon as you did that.
But it was a really, really cool thing. So check that out. Watch it on Twitch if you'd like to see that. Okay. So
I am sharing this as we speak right now just to make sure, you know, people get a little, they know what's up.
Okay, cool. Welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us, everybody on Twitch, everybody listening to this podcast. We appreciate you. Excited because we just finished watching the Europa League final, Manchester United against Villarreal, and I think it went as everyone expected. Villarreal wins in penalties with yeah. David De Gea missing the final penalty.
So, dude, how wild. How stressful was that when you and I don't care about either of these clubs?
But you know, when it was the perfect ending. It was the perfect ending, and it might be the ending of David De Gea's Manchester United career as well. So
he kicked that ball so softly that it was like he wants to get transferred.
So look, Manchester United lose a final. Look, they won the Europa League a couple years ago. When did they win it? 2017, 2016? They won it when Zlatan was there. So it's not that, you know, they've been.
Oh, wasn't that when Jose Mourinho did the treble? What was it? Community Shield and something
like,
else?
Like a League Cup, I think.
Carabao Cup.
Yeah, dude.
They called it the treble.
the Triforce. yeah.
That's another nerd thing I don't get.
Legend of Zelda, bro. Come on.
Come on.
You didn't play any video games as a child? It's like insane.
I just didn't play Zelda. If people walked around and you talk to people, right?
No, that wasn't even the majority of the game. No.
Yeah, you walk around, you talk to people. That's Zelda. You go in rooms and stuff.
Not really. But not to talk to people. You have to like fight monsters. The final villain is Ganon. There's a lot of fighting in the game. It's not a role-playing game. It's more of an action adventure.
I mean, you're using words I don't understand. Final Fantasy
is a role-playing game where you are talking to people and doing a lot of
Okay, answer this about Final Fantasy, and then we'll get back to the soccer. Every Final Fantasy VII was a wildly different game from Final Fantasy VIII, right? Like, they were just completely different.
Yes.
Okay, because I was always so confused.
A whole new plot every single
time.
The
one dude had a pistol that was a gun, that was a knife.
Yes.
I was like, physically, you got to have the strongest wrists in the world.
That was Cloud. He had a gun. He had a sword, I believe, right? That had the gun on it, if I'm not mistaken. Or was that a different Final Fantasy? Everybody in the chat, let us know. I promise we'll recap the Europa League final. But this is more important. This is a little bit more pressing. right?
Oh, Thomas 19064 said it draws a lot from Lord of the Rings, so definitely up Alexis's alley. Right in my old wheelhouse.
Anyway, yes, Europa League final. A couple of reminders. This Saturday, Champions League final, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Join us on Twitch. We're going to be obviously watching the match, Manchester City against Chelsea, but we're going to be giving away a PS5 during the stream. So if you are
now,
going
how
to-
is that
going
to work though?
How's it gonna work? You're gonna watch. You're gonna participate, and you have to follow.
And then, what are we gonna do during it? Is the question. We're gonna announce a winner.
Yes.
And they're gonna have 60 seconds. We're gonna have a timer to get in that chat and say, "Yo, I'm here, boys. Give me that."
I think I say it in a very sultry way, like that.
Yo, give me that. They say you better say, "Give me that," right? And if they respond and sit within the 60 seconds, they take home a PS5. If they don't, we run that back.
That's right. Somebody's going to end up winning it. So, join us Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, twitch.tv/soccercooligans for your chance to see who wins the Champions League and if you win a PS5. Okay.
So two trophies are being handed out. One of them you can plug in and play on. So Kevin B 1521 said, "Aye, Poppy, give me that." We'll take that.
Steven Jumbo just says, "I have a birthday that day for a baby. I guess I'm gonna have to cancel that." Just cancel the birthday. You know what? You ain't turning two today.
Well, how important is that baby when you think about it? Is it PS5 important?
They got Zelda on PS5? No, they do not, obviously. That is
going to make it 69 seconds, says Vinegar Strokes. Maybe we'll do that.
Okay. So, where to begin as far as today's show?
Let's start with what just happened, right?
Okay.
Now, we're obviously, you're going to hear this before the Champions League final. But let's just talk about the impact of the Europa League debacle for Manchester United.
Mm.
How do you think this affects Manchester United's standing within the Premier League? Because we've had this conversation before, and I know you could care less, but when you think about it from the lexicon of European-based soccer, and when you think about it in the lexicon and the importance of Premier League to European football, if you will, if Manchester City goes out and wins the Champions League, for today, in this era, is Manchester City not the bigger club?
Oh, are we done? I don't want to answer this question. again, I don't care. But
forget whether you
bigger
care
club
or not.
I think, no, you know what? I'll say
if
that
you're a player, you have to choose between one of those two.
They're both in Champions League. I say they right now. If you're a player, you go to either one if you have the choice. That's my opinion. But I think the
in the chat, who do you think is a bigger club right now? Because Christian just refuses to answer this question.
Hate this question. Hate it all the time. Yes, Bayeezy just said Christian hates this question all the time.
I don't think he conceptually understands what big club means. I think that's why you hate.
Yeah, look,
this question.
Thomas is saying bigger team on the field, Man City. The brand is still bigger for Manchester United.
As a club. Is it?
Yes.
Who has a stronger standing in world football?
Okay, and I'd rather talk about this because...
Okay, well then when I edit this video, I'm going to cut that part out, and we're just going to take what you say here and attach it to the end of my original question.
I was going to get there, but I'd rather talk about that because Manchester United had the protests, had the fans really upset with them about the Super League. And
you think that hurts their standing in
losing,
world football?
Losing this final hurts their standing with their fans and that relationship with fans and ownership. I think fans would have been a little bit...
Okay, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're right.
They would have been it would have taken a little bit of sting away from all the Super League stuff. Not, it wouldn't have removed it completely, but it would have taken it a little bit of the sting away. And now this loss makes it just like another example of why the Glazers should not own Manchester United.
I see your point, and I agree with you. I actually think that this looks better for City if we're comparing the two of them. right? We got Designed by Alva said, dude, I'm a United fan, but screw that shit. I would pick Pepe over Ole any time of the day. I think when you look at, when we talk about which club is bigger, I'm essentially asking the same question that, you know, who has a better standing in world football? Like, let's look top down. Ownership? You'd rather have cities.
Oh, how about, I like this question from Thomas. He said, if you're selling bootleg shirts, do you think you sell more Man U shirts or Man City shirts?
Okay, see, now we're asking the question in the Nork way. And this is an incredible way to ask the question. I think you sell more City. And you know why? Because more people are going to play a City in FIFA. More people are going to want City players for team of the week, team of the season, team of the week, month, or whatever. You feel me? Like, it seems like City players and City as a club overall are the team you want to have in those moments where you're playing a game or you want something that's going to help you win.
I don't know what grounds you are making this. Manchester United is one of the biggest brands in the world. We just had Dominic Monaghan. The tide might be turning.
What did he say? Because they won a bunch in the past, and I get that I'm an Arsenal fan. So don't even, because history is the most important.
I understand maybe you thinking that Manchester United are not as quote-unquote big as they are, but you...
I can't see you
making the case that Man City has overtaken the popularity of Manchester United. That is,
I think it
a
has.
Crazy statement. That's no.
I think it has.
They're a better team, without a doubt. Just like,
but if you put both of them on a chart, Manchester United is in a downturn while Manchester City is building. At some point, those paths cross. I think we've seen that path cross. If Manchester United can't even win a Europa League final, stop. And City wins Champions League final after winning the league easily the last few years when they have, obviously not when Liverpool won. They won this league like months ago, essentially. They put themselves out of position. Look at all that. They might walk out of this season having won multiple titles. United can't even win one. And United are how many million pounds away from fixing this? 300-400 million?
I was going to make a point, but I love this question from Glenster, who said, Alexis, who is bigger, Knicks or Nets? Okay. Which, yeah, right? We know.
New York is a Knicks city.
New York is a Knicks city. Nets are the better team, but how much do they struggle? They have James Harden making videos like, hey, fans, buy tickets to the game. James Harden has to remind Nets fans, you got to come to the game. Knicks fans.
It's a great point.
Would never.
This is a great point.
They don't even have, whether they're losing every game or winning every game, you do not have to remind, you don't have to tell Knicks fans to go buy tickets.
And this is what's important. This is a Knicks town. Manchester is overwhelmingly a United town, right?
Yes.
They have a bigger fan base in that town. But when you leave that space, when you leave New York, they never talk about the Knicks other than like when we made the playoffs and like those few instances where we do something great like that that long run. I can't believe 11 games without a loss. When you watch that, those moments make a lot of news. But overall, the Nets own the news cycle compared to the Knicks, just not here. Internationally, outside of England, I think City is now a more desirable club.
But that is not the question you are posing. That is not the premise you set. What club is more desirable? That's a different question that has a different answer.
Well, I think it's part of the question because I keep saying if you were a player, where would you go
play? This is my issue. Pep Guardiola leaves Manchester City and everything is gone. They are not the same team.
I don't agree.
They do not have the level of consistency. Even when Pellegrini was there and they won, great. But Pep Guardiola is effectively the growth of Manchester City and his philosophy and him bringing the players that he is bringing. They get another manager. They are back to second fiddle.
They won with Mancini.
I said Pellegrini, Mancini. Yeah, they might win. they might win from time to time, but they won't, not at the level, not at the consistency, not at where the leads that they win with are always like more than 10 to 15 points.
Look, Pep might be the greatest manager of our generation. He might be the greatest manager of our generation. It might be hard to argue anybody else really at this point. So I don't disagree with you there, but I do not think Manchester City is a system-based club. Like, we've seen it when we do stuff with NYCFC. Their plan is to be top down from all of the, 11 clubs, 12 clubs that they own now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone kind of have the same system. Pep is the shining example of the highest level of this system, but this goes on without him. And I'm not saying they're better without him. No way, shape, or form. I'm not saying they're as good without him, but they're not going to all of a sudden collapse. That's not happening. They won before Pep. They're going to win after Pep.
I'm not saying they're going to collapse, but they're not going to do as well as they are. Where they won the Premier League by, 10 points? What'd they win the league by?
I mean, look, they won it handily. Whatever the final number is, I don't think it matters as much. TRR17 said, as a young, talented player looking to make a move, who would you want to play for? Arguably City, because they are having more success and are yearly Champions League favorites, at least compared to United. And I think that's the point that I'm trying to make. City has prepared themselves to be a bigger club. They own a lot of clubs. They have the scouting network that United could only dream of having. Even though United has an incredible academy. Don't get me wrong. They do. I think I saw a number that said something like 50% of their players have come through their academy, which is kind of a horseshit number anyway, because there could be bench players. You know what I mean? But 50% of their first team players had come through their academy, which, again, I'm not hanging my hat on that number because I do think it's mostly bench, but it is what it is. City has put themselves in a position to be a perennial winner. City has put themselves in a position to be a more desirable place to play. I can't think of one place where United beat City other than the lore of the history. And I think we're watching City building that history as we go along. It's very easy to have been Chelsea. Yeah, like when they had the oil takeover, the oil money takeover, they could have been Chelsea and just be like, I'm just going to buy whoever I want every year. They didn't do that. They went and developed a system by which they said, why don't we spread it? We're going to spend a lot of money.
You're saying this system, it's Pep, not Manchester City weren't doing this beforehand.
The system was there before Pep.
They had Balotelli. They had Carlos Tevez. They had Sergio Aguero. Edin Dzeko. They spent so much money on players. What is this? They didn't have Messi and they didn't have Ronaldo. That's about it. They had superstars.
Sure, but these were players that they just couldn't have gotten before. Robinho, when they first got him, like, you had to do something to say, like, look, we're splashing the cash. And I agree with you. It's not like they weren't going out and spending a ton of money, but at the end of the day, they didn't have one of those players at every position, which is what everyone thought was going to happen. They thought they were going to go Galacticos, and they didn't. Glenster 25 said, is Alexis conflating the meaning of bigger and better? Because I still don't know what his argument is. And I think it all kind of goes in. Like, the idea of a bigger club is it's not an exact science. It's designed by Elvis at Christian Facts. All right, so you're getting a lot of love in the chat. But I don't think that there is a specific thing that says this club is bigger, but the question that was asked before, who's a bigger club, Millwall or West Ham? Right now, it's undoubtedly West Ham, right? I mean, there's no question. Millwall hasn't been in the top flight in how long now? That's what I mean. Like, bigger clubs isn't an exact science. There's not one data fact that says, like, oh, you got the most XG, so now you're the bigger club. But I think it's to all those points, I think City has gone out and developed themselves into a club that has this long-lasting potential success.
That is, anything is possible, of course. But at the moment, Manchester United have generations of history and fandom that City is not even close to overtaking that level of popularity.
I don't think it needs to be that you have to beat them in their history, their numbers in history, to be the bigger club. I know you're not saying that. Yeah. I'm making that point. I think at some point you're starting to see United slip and City is starting to come up this way. And it's not total victories. It's not total domestic cups of the top flight. It's not any of those things. It's simply this is a club that is more highly sought after, is more prepared for winning, is in a better place, management down to players, down to fan base, the whole nine. I think we're starting to see that corner be turned by City. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay. Well, look, this is, we're never going to get anywhere with this. So
hopefully, I like the fact that at least you had an opinion.
I always do. I just, it's the same one all the time, especially when we keep talking about these same two damn clubs. I don't care about what win or lose, just play entertaining football. That's all I care about. I'm done.
If only we just had a show that went great game. We have to talk about these things. But I want to read what Designed by Alva said, because he spent 100 gully bucks to highlight it, so I'll read it. He said, "I think I see what you're saying. Before, United's history could be beat out their performance could beat out their performance against City. Whereas now, City is building the history with good performances, though they have a long way to go." And I agree with you. They're not going to fill their trophy cabinet in the next few years, right? To compete against the history and the wonderful, wonderful.
But they have a lot of trophies in the last decade. So
they certainly do. Yeah, and I think when you look at a club like United, where they're, people are saying Ole is the right guy. Is he? He got us to second place. All right. Where would he have been had Liverpool had their center backs, right? I mean, you have to ask these questions. Like, would he be in second? Also, was it a competitive second for like 2 weeks? You know what I mean? Like, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has absolutely done better than at the beginning of the season. But a guy like that can't win your Europa League final against Villarreal, which we looked at is a third the value of Manchester United. Yeah. You basically have a better player at every position, and you can't win. That is on the manager. Unai Emery beat Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
And Mikel Arteta the 2 weeks prior.
Without a doubt. But also, we don't have a better player at every position. Just Xhaka at left back.
It was a bad loss for Manchester United. They played poorly, but credit to Villarreal. They did not really make that many mistakes or give United that many chances. But once you go into penalties, once it went into penalties, that was already a loss for Manchester United, because even if they had won it, people would have forgotten how they were probably like tactically outmatched, but like they were, you know, their weapons were, muted, so to speak. So even if they had won, that's still on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, for the poor performance. So, okay. Who cares about these damn two teams? Let's move on and let's talk a little bit about...
Well, hold on. This is your boy here. Dave from Tampa says, Everton and Aston Villa have more championships than Man City. Are they bigger teams than Man City? Just because you have a history doesn't mean anything if you're not performing right now. In the last decade, City are a bigger team because they are consistent and winning. They are more likely to attract talent than United are, and they are consistently the more feared team of the two. Just not the more popular team globally.
But when you have the conversation about bigger club, that last point that you're saying is
part of it. It's part of the grading process.
It's like 75% of it, I would say.
That's how you think.
That's me. That if you're asking about, bigger, that to me, that is saying, that is analogous to popularity.
All right, don't be sitting here using words like analogous, all right? We had a poll, by the way. Who's the bigger club? Manchester United won 70% of the vote. So I think that answers the question.
And yeah, and Stream Nilo contributed 2,000 channel points to really make his point, okay?
I know. I was going to mention that, someone stopped the count, but whatever. It is what it is.
Okay, I think that was a super PAC that was involved in that poll.
And I want to give Design by Alva credit in our chat, because he said, we got second because everyone shit the bed. Liverpool got so screwed with so many injuries. And I believe that's a United fan. And I think that someone understanding, had things been, what happened to Liverpool's back line is, rare. That stuff like that doesn't happen all the time.
Crimson Pizza just said, this argument is more entertaining than that match was.
See? And Christian doesn't want to do it. Whatchamacallit? I think when you look at what happened to Liverpool, like Leicester City is an example of someone who slipped down in points. Liverpool didn't have the chance to even do that, and they still finished in third. You know what I mean? Had they had one of the seven center backs of theirs, eight center backs that got injured and out for the season, I think they finish in second and or at least compete with Manchester City. And that's why I think Manchester United looks good right now. That's why someone like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer looks like he's doing a pretty good job. But there's moments where they get exposed. And I think this Europa final is probably one of the biggest moments where he was exposed. And he, like, the other team made all five subs. Villarreal did all their five subs before the 90 was done. They were going for it. And United, Ole couldn't figure out what to do next. And that's a stacked team.
It seems harsh to say that he was exposed and all. Finished in second place. Got his team to Champions League. They're clearly not the best team in the Premier League.
And then I'll ask you this again, which I've asked you before. Carlo Ancelotti quits tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick any of the top four managers for that finish the league in top four.
Yes.
You're going to go Pep first. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
Who's your second pick? And I guarantee you it's not Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
It is not Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I would probably have to be Thomas Tuchel.
Before Klopp?
You crazy. Yeah, maybe. It's close.
You crazy. I'm arguing with a crazy man.
I don't know. I don't know how much. This season, I've lost that.
He finished third with no backline.
I mean, they were in 10th for, they were scrambling between 7th and 10th for a while. So that's just my opinion. Whatever.
You crazy. Thomas Tuchel got, I think he got figured out.
I don't think so.
Last five matches, he's been trash. That club's been trash.
Thomas Tuchel in second. I love you, Christian. Thank you, Diego.
Diego, clearly Thomas Tuchel's nephew, because that's the only way. That's the only way you agree with Christian Polanco. You got to go Klopp second. The point is, ain't no one picking Ole other than fourth out of the four.
TR17 said, I'm not pro Prem or Liga, but interesting note from today, 16 finals between teams from England and Spain have been won by Spanish teams. 16-0. Pretty wild.
Damn, son.
Maybe there's something that happens, you know, the La Liga teams are, everybody talks about how they're more technically sound. There was Gerard Pique just had a statement that he was kind of saying the same thing, that this is the best league in the world, that has the best players, and it's the most, tactically sound league. And maybe this could be a shock to the Premier League teams from time to time.
I think it's the midfields. I think if you look, the one thing that's different is the midfields in England and in Spain are just wildly better, way more technical. It's just hard to get the ball away from them, and it's hard to really to pressure Spanish midfields. I think that's the thing. But no one wants to watch the league because it's essentially a three-team league.
Okay.
If you had to rank the top 10 Premier League teams, what's your ranking? Arsenal first, and then exactly how they finished. Other than that, that's David from Tampa.
Okay. I want to make sure I get to...
You didn't answer.
Wait, say that again?
Dave from Tampa said, if you had to rank the top 10 team, the top 10 Premier League teams, what's your ranking?
Oh, my... That's a very big question.
I say Arsenal first, and then everyone else as they finish below that.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it'll take too long to answer. Isn't the table to determine who are the best ranked teams?
You got to go based on the table for sure.
It's not going to be very different from what we're looking at right
now. But I wouldn't put Tottenham above only because I don't think they're going to hold on to Kane. And I think either Son and or Dele Alli are also going to leave or at least want to leave. And they're not going to have Gareth Bale next year. So, that's a tough question on the spot.
I think Leeds in ninth was a big, big shock. I mean, they were with the wild results that they would have where they would, there'd be a game, they'd be lose by 4 goals and then there'd be games they win 1-0 and then there'd be games that they win 5-0 and you never knew what lesser you were going to get on any given day. So for them to finish ninth with that wacky, roller coaster of results is pretty impressive.
I also want to read this from Well Huzzah. Klopp second, you lunatics. Designed by Alva also said, yep, I would pick Pep, Klopp, and Tuchel over Ole. And that's a United fan. I'm telling you.
Thomas just said, Christian was just checking to make sure Everton was top 10. Yeah. I mean, look, it's We get a parade just for finishing the top 10. Pretty impressive.
Giuseppe Alva also said, I was saying this all season. Ole seemed to have no idea who to put, how to put a team out, who to use, or how to sub. Clearly shown today. Didn't know how to finish a team off, even with a forward named El Matador. And I, you know, that's another point that I made a few weeks ago. Signing, you know, Cavani to another year is smart, but if that's your starting forward, your starting striker, I'll say next season, you failed. You failed it in off season.
Okay. Since we're talking about that, let me actually just set something up in the back. I set it up in the other screen, but not this one. So Alexis didn't want to switch to the
other. No, because I want to remind people that all you have to do is hit the follow button and you might win a PS5. Hit that follow button if you want a chance to win that PS5. We're giving away a PS5, folks. Hit that follow button.
Okay. So let me get... I want to get our Premier League predictions from like week, I think this was week one or week two.
While you're doing this, David from Tampa said, I want Bielsa at Everton over Klopp. He's used to shitty players. I love the Everton like roast thing.
He'll make the most out of it. Okay, so I want to show this. So we made our predictions on who, what the table would look like at the end of the season.
And I think I'm pretty close, right?
We made our predictions. it's pretty interesting, actually. All right, so let's switch to it. Boom. This is the table that we predicted in the... am I in the right screen? Early on, week one, week two. So what can we compare? So
I mean, you're clearly... a little bit smarter than I am. Although you thought United was going to finish sixth. I thought they were going to finish fifth.
So
that's the only one where I think I beat you. I thought Chelsea was going to come in first. I really thought, you know, Frank Lampard seemed to figure it out with no players. Now imagine with players. that was wrong. Arsenal in second, close, right? I think I was right about, oh no, Southampton. It was Sheffield United. Sheffield United, Fulham, and who else got relegated?
Let me actually. I should actually put this in the other screen
in the browser.
In the browser, so it'll be a little easier. Okay.
So you could see us. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah. Okay.
I said Leeds 11. We both said Leeds 11th. We weren't that far off there.
Okay. So let me. Let me fix that. So yeah. So we had. Yeah, I had Man City winning the league. You had Chelsea winning the league. Clearly incorrect.
You were right.
You had Arsenal second. I had Arsenal fourth.
Right. You had Liverpool second, which I think would have. That's how that would have happened.
Liverpool. Wait a minute. What would have happened? What do you say?
Had they not had the massive injuries, which I can't predict.
Sure.
I think where Liverpool was when you made this, you were right.
Okay.
That club, that unit would have finished second.
Yeah. Chelsea, I had Chelsea at third. They finished fourth. I had Arsenal.
I was right with Liverpool at fourth, by the way, although they finished third, actually, didn't they?
Never mind. So you were not right. Okay. I had Everton finishing at seventh. They finished 10th.
How about Wolves?
Wolves, we had them, and you had them at eighth. Eight, I had them at nine. They ended up. Where'd they end up? In 13th.
13th.
And also Nuno announced that he's leaving as well. So interesting. I'll see what Wolves are going to end up doing.
Wow, I had Crystal Palace at ninth. Jesus.
Oh, boy.
I had Tottenham at 10th. I wanted to put Tottenham in the relegation zone, but I was smarter.
How about the teams that got relegated? I said West Brom, Fulham, Brighton, and I was wrong about Sheffield. That was the one, Sheffield. I had Sheffield in 10th, and they were the worst team in the league. It was it was just an insane year for Sheffield. They were so, so bad.
I had Aston Villa at 16th. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
You had him at 14th. You were also wrong. How about Newcastle? We both thought Newcastle was going to end in 13th. What was the actual number they ended in? 14th?
In 12th.
12th.
So not too bad. Not too, all right. Yeah.
I don't know how they climbed that high. Mike Ashley. Okay. That guy. Cardiac kid.
So we were decent in some.
Nah, you're giving us way too much credit. We is trash. Well, 8-7 is pretty close for Leicester. I mean,
at least we both. You got one of the relegation teams correct. I got
two. You got two.
So
I got three of the top four. So did you. You know, you got all four. No, yeah, you got three of the top four.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't believe you had Tottenham in fifth. At least it was below Arsenal. In that bizarro world, we both had St. Tottenham's days.
Okay.
Wolves are an example of a team that had the potential to be bigger but couldn't hang. Yeah, that's also true. They had the potential to be fighting with Leicester for the seventh best team, but losing him, Jimenez was such a hard blow. Yeah, it was tough.
Okay, a couple of people are mentioning, we have to talk about Zidane. Zinedine Zidane is out at Real Madrid.
Mohamed 1998 said, Allegri to Real, Zidane to Juve.
Okay.
Or Juve.
Is that any of that confirmed? Or this is just a speculation, which I'm fine with, you know? I love gossip. But the... So what does this mean for... Let's start with Zidane.
Let me just read this. Because do you think Zidane had a overwhelmingly successful career as a Real Madrid manager?
His first stint? Yeah.
Both. Well, he's been the manager twice now.
I'm saying his first stint was spectacular. He won how many Champions Leagues did he win? Three?
Two?
Two? Three?
Two.
Won a lot. He won La Liga.
He won three. No, he won one this time during this stint, didn't he?
When he came back, right? That was the one that Bale did.
Whatever. Let's just talk about the whole career. Let's forget about the break in between.
He's absolutely spectacular, which is why they wanted him back to begin with.
Let me read this. So he's 48 years old. He won three Champions League trophies, two Club World Cups, two UEFA Super Cups, which I kind of don't count, but whatever, two Spanish Super Cups, and two La Liga titles. That's a great trophy run, but it's also Real Madrid.
It's also Real Madrid. There's also Barcelona. There's also Atletico. There's also Sevilla. There's other teams that make it a little bit competitive.
But don't you think Real Madrid is like, no, we win every year or else it was a failure?
Same thing with Barcelona.
Yes.
They both can't win it every year. There's no way anybody could slander Zinedine Zidane. There's no grounds for it. I would not accept it. That would be insane.
I agree with you. That said, do you believe in him enough to win outside of Real Madrid?
I do. I think...
Why? I don't disagree with you. I'm just interested as to why.
He still had... Even with... You know, Sergio Ramos was injured. Dealing with a lot of injuries. But they still managed to keep it super competitive. Even with... Like, Atletico was like... They almost bottled it. Every single time, and for them to catch up and make it that competitive, this was a rough season for Real Madrid, but nothing that says Zidane didn't know what he was doing or anything like that. He would be a great manager. Look, some people are suggesting that he'll go to Juve. Colobanco just says Zidane doesn't seem in a rush to get a job. He's probably waiting for France soon, if not Juve. That's another question, because even with...
I would love him to be the French national team manager. I think he's more suited for a national team than he is a club, to be completely honest.
He'll headbutt the other coach during the Euros.
If you're... I mean, you don't really need... You can't really instill crazy tactics at a level like France. The players are who they are. You build the system around the players. That's how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That sounds like a Zinedine Zidane job to me. I don't necessarily disagree with his tactics, but I don't know that when you think of Zinedine Zidane, you think of a system the same way you do like a Bielsa or a Mourinho. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I honestly think, and I know some people are saying he's waiting for PSG. Yeah, I could see him do all that. I think Pochettino's going to get more of a chance at PSG, to be honest with you.
I've heard he wants to go back to Tottenham. Have you heard that? Mauricio Pochettino saying that he wants to go back to Tottenham?
No.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
That's the worst case scenario if you're an Arsenal fan right there.
Maybe they think that's what will help keep Harry Kane to bring Pochettino back. Because there was another comment about...
If you're Poch, you can't go back.
I mean, it's like going back to an abusive relationship. I think there was another comment about Mourinho that said that he was rotting the club from the inside, something along those lines. So somebody was like really, really like, you know, clearly frustrated with it. I don't know who the comment came from. In the mud, is that what they said? Yeah. Somebody said something about Mourinho. So maybe, you know, people will welcome it, Pochettino back, say, baby, it was a mistake. She means nothing to me, you know? I could see that happening.
Crimson Pizza said, is Alexis calling Zidane the successful Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? I kind of am, actually. Low key, I am. Except Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is what? He's Scandinavian, Swedish? What is he again?
Norway?
I think so. Norwegian, yeah. So he's a Scandinavian. If he went back to that country, wherever he's from, I could see him getting people to sort of all of a sudden, like those players have a bit more pride, have a bit more of a gusto to play for the national team. But if you're French and Zinedine Zidane is the national team coach, you are, not that they don't already because they're incredible, you're going to leave it all out there for him. I can't think of a better player. I mean, not even like an Henri or anything. I can't think of a better player for the French national team. Pochettino, going back to Tottenham, has completely shocked me. I have not heard this rumor. I don't like this rumor. I want to see Tottenham continue to fail, and the best they've ever looked was under Pochettino. And I think you and I still don't really understand the reason behind
Vinegar Strokes said, who's bigger, Zidane or Man City?
It's a great question. If you look at Man City's history, God damn it. I hope it doesn't go back now. Now I'm going to be worried about this all summer, Christian.
I would love it. Let him go back. It'd be fascinating. I love the drama. Okay. It's a soap opera every time. Like that coaching carousel that is European football.
Yeah, but you can't go back if you're him. You wouldn't go back if you were him, would you?
I mean, it'd be really difficult to give up on. Look, PSG, they didn't win Ligue 1, right? Shouts to Lille, who ended up winning. Timothy Weah celebrating a championship. So many Americans winning European titles is just absolutely incredible.
Another one will win the Champions League trophy because there's Pulisic and Zach Steffen.
Exactly. So, if I was Pochettino, the only thing I could think of is that maybe he knows Mbappe is going to leave. Maybe that's like the fear or the concern that like, oh, I'm not going to have the star player. I don't know what this team is going to look like. That's the only thing I could think of that would be a reason to leave. So
I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, while we're talking about Tottenham, did we ever talk about Harry Kane sort of coming out and saying that he wants to leave, even though he technically didn't come out and say it, that's the rumor. But yes, he also gave a really long conversation to Phil Neville, and where he kind of spoke very openly about being frustrated about not winning trophies and things like that. Do you think, seeing everything that's happened now, sort of the league as it's sort of laid out now, do you think he will leave?
It feels like he will. I think he has reason to. I don't think even Pochettino returning makes that much of a difference.
Might change things because they got along. He's still supposedly has a good relationship with him.
There was maybe it was Bleacher Report that did that.
Hold on, Crimson Pizza. Zach Steffen, very much not a Trump guy. So don't even worry. Feel free to root for him as much as you want.
There was a graphic I saw.
Also, shouts to Hammered Hamster back in the chat, huh?
Welcome back. There was a thing about Harry Kane and Tottenham here it is. This is a graphic of all the former Spurs players that have won a title after leaving Spurs.
Add Foyth to that, who just won today.
Right. Kieran Trippier, Christian Eriksen at Inter just won the Scudetto. Pochettino won the Coupe de France. Obviously, Kyle Walker been winning Premier League title.
Matt Hilder.
Thank you for the follow. So everybody's winning but Harry Kane. I can't imagine he sees that. Literally, he's in the group chat with all his homies, and they're like, yo, what are you still doing there? We left years ago. We knew there was no future there, but you know, whatever.
Do you think when Foyth goes back, because he's loaned to Villarreal, you think when he goes back, thank you, Jazzmore TV, for following. You think when he goes back, they're like, the Tower Trophy? A Tower Medal.
Yeah,
technically, you're a lone player, so you got to give it to Levy. All right.
Just let him touch it, you know?
I was thinking about this. If you're Daniel Levy, you don't have to sell Harry Kane, right? Because he signed a six-year deal, which is so dumb. But don't you feel like he deserves it? Don't you think like he did enough for the club? Don't you think even by signing that six-year contract, he basically said, like, I'm giving you guys all the leverage here.
Yeah.
But if I want to leave, you can't stop me.
Yeah, like, treat me right, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'll sign this, but don't fuck me over. I think that's kind of what... if you're Levy, you have to. And I know Levy is a very tough negotiator, so I'm giving him that credit. But I think if you were Daniel Levy, wouldn't you feel like you owe him some... Maybe you don't sell him to Chelsea because I understand that rivalry, right? But like if United comes, it's a different town. He's not going to stay in London. Especially if a PSG or a Real comes, you kind of got to make that deal, no? Don't want you to leave.
I mean, why would you want a disgruntled player, especially your superstar? I can't imagine keeping him if he...
You
if
can't,
he,
right?
If he what says he wants to
leave, it's done. Yeah.
Like soccer is like just like so such a different sport when it comes to that, because if you are disgruntled, if you're just unhappy, literally everybody knows, everybody's like sees it in your body language. You have to be like, I love this club, I will fight for the badge, and blah blah blah, blah. You have to do the whole like dog and pony show.
Oh, so he's like captain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, you can't have a
you
captain
can't just you can't
in
phone it in any no. day, because literally. The body language, you having your hands on your hips for too long, everybody's going to pay attention to everything. You won't
every
be
little
to-
thing you do is just going to be, especially in the English media, is going to be blown out of proportion.
So you got to, wherever you are, even if the team is doing poorly, you have to want to be there. There's just no way around it.
Robert from LA said, Vincent Janssen going to Mexico for Monterrey gets me every time. The league, Copa MX, and CCL in the same year. He left and still won trophies in a different country.
Yo, Harry Kane needs to go to Liga MX. Let's go. Let's do it.
Bro. Harry Kane, welcome to Chivas.
Okay. We're going to make an exception on the Mexican player rule.
Yeah.
Now
you got to play for the Mexican national team. So, like, sorry.
Okay. All right. What else? There's a couple things going on. Especially in Serie A, right? We were talking about Juve. Do you think Pirlo they just made it in Champions League by the skin of their teeth, but the rumors are Pirlo is not going to be back with Juve. He's done the same statements of like that everybody's been, you know, like I'm with this club. I plan on being here for a long time. Blah blah blah.
Nobody Pepe really... Luches with the subscription. Thank you so much. I only get to hear the podcast due to work. It's always great when I get a chance to hop on the stream. Thank you so much, Pepe Luches.
Appreciate you.
So do you? If you're Juve, you gotta start texting Zidane like, yo, you ready? You ready for Italy, Papa?
Yeah. That's it. This is when you get OCW Sport to spam Zidane right now, and really just like, we need to collab, all right?
hit him with the chat flooding, you know what I mean? My guy's text the group chat. He's going to be like, I think I need to get out of this group chat.
I could see if there's a manager who wants that Juve job, I think they get rid of Pirlo. I think that this year, if they didn't make it into Champions League, I didn't think there was any possibility that Pirlo would have stayed. But now that they are, I could see them giving him another shot, only if they can't find somebody else that would be, you know, that they would feel would be an upgrade.
I think if Zidane says, I want to come to Juve, which I don't think he does. I do think now that it's been said in the chat, my mind is kind of like, seems almost made up that he wants to be the French national team manager, which I also don't think is up for grabs. That French national team seems to be playing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you switch managers now right before Euros. And I have a feeling they're going to win Euros, so I don't think the manager is going to go away. But it still feels like such a great fit. Or
PSG? I just want to say, Glenser, thanks again for hanging out. He says, I got to bounce. Great stream once again. I can't wait for the Mike Ryan interview to drop. Sweet. Yeah, it'll be available Sunday on TV. You'll see it on Football Sports Network at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Or the podcast will be available Monday. So check that out when you get a chance. All right.
It was a great interview as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if Zidane comes calling or it says shows any interest in wanting the Juve job, Pirlo's gone, Zidane in. If that's not the case, I can't think of anyone else you would rather replace Pirlo with. You can't.
No, nobody comes up like offhand. But actually, Antonio Conte leaving Inter, that's an interesting one. Inter, a lot of these clubs are having financial problems, right? Because this is why the Super League was happening. So especially the Serie A clubs, which were pushing this, even the Spanish clubs pushing this, is because they're like, yo, somebody's going to be calling in these debts, right? And we can't afford it. We need a quick influx of cash. And the Super League was going to resolve that problem. So Antonio Conte leaving, who knows why? I don't know if it's a money issue. Maybe it's they can't afford the players that he wants. But even Inter, they win the league, and I think they're going to be blown up next season. I don't know what the team is going to look like. A lot of teams have to just like scrap players, and they need to be in the, they can't be in the red in their books, and they need to sell a bunch of these players. This is why Ashraf Hakimi is reported to be leaving, and I heard that he like does not want to leave, but there's no, you're getting paid too much. We're gonna have to find another solution. I heard possibly PSG, possibly Bayern Munich. But this is an opportunity for some of these mid-table Premier League teams to maybe get some players at a bit of a discount.
Lukaku, right? I mean, he's kind of proven himself at this point as a striker. I could see him coming back to the Premier League.
Okay, so Colobanco just said, Conte is leaving because the owner is forcing him to sell two stars and cut everyone's wages since his company is in trouble. So it's so wild how it's just like, you know, sales haven't been great today, and Tony, we gotta make some cuts, all right?
Yeah, you gotta fire your son. What?
So you saw
Virgil Abloh? You know Virgil Abloh, right?
Yeah.
He posted the Inter shirt on his stories.
Okay.
And people went absolutely nuts.
Oh, the colorful one? What are the colors?
No, just the actual Inter shirt for next season. It's the one with the, like the diagonal, like the zigzag stripes.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's next season's. But people don't know what to make of it. The head of the design, the artistic director, I should say, a Louis Vuitton posts Inter shirt. Seems pretty great. Seems like on the marketing side, cool things are happening.
Okay. So wait, you think Inter hired Virgil Abloh as an influencer to kind of push the brand, get more notoriety?
It is the, as they're calling it, the fashionification of the Inter brand. That's why they changed their logo. They changed their logo for the same reason Juve did, is to become a brand. And did you hear this? AC Milan is changing their logo. And you know who's doing it?
Who?
Rock Nation.
Whoa, it's The Rock.
They hired Jay-Z.
Bruh, did you hear about this? PSG opened a store in LA. They have their own PSG store in LA. It's the first permanent store of its kind from a football club in the United States. Isn't that wild?
Bro, they should have done it in New York and just turned the Eiffel Tower upside down. What are we doing?
Why would we turn the Eiffel Tower upside down?
That'd be the Y in NY. It's the A in LA. Okay. Don't you see it in the logo?
Oh, I see it. There it is. Okay. I get it.
You didn't notice that before?
I noticed the LA. I didn't think of the Y part. That's why. Okay. Alexis, Mr. Creative Genius over here.
I'm a bit of an artiste.
I love all the responses, especially everybody, the PSG. And then the first comment is Oil Club. they won't ever let you forget. Okay.
Yeah. LA is technically the desert, though, so it feels like home, you know? If you're viewing this from Antarctica, this is how the Eiffel Tower looks.
Okay. So Jordan Brand's going to sell crazy. Yeah, this is a good move. I mean, I guess for brand awareness. You know, we had Amin on the show from the Levitard show, and he's a big PSG fan. And,
massive PSG fan.
So it's PSG, even though, you know, they're the New York Yankees sort of France or whatever. But they I like the effort that they're taking to get a bigger fan base and get more. And I mean, they have Neymar, and so obviously that helps. But
Mbappe seems to be a big one.
But it's like these are the grassroots things, like putting a store, a brick and mortar, which they'll probably lose money on it, I assume.
Yes.
but they use it as a marketing expense to get more popularity.
It's also a huge flex to have Jordan sneakers.
Sure.
With, you know, designed for your soccer team. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Soccer has not figured out a way to turn their boots, their cleats, into streetwear. It just hasn't happened. Basketball, it's automatic. What you wear on the court, you wear in the street. Automatic.
Can we talk?
Soccer jerseys, you could wear casually, but the sneakers, you got to figure out. What Jordan Brand is doing with PSG seems to be the right way to go about doing it. Because I know people that have PSG Jordans and don't even know who PSG is.
Yeah. I'd like to do this. Can we, maybe before we wrap up the show, can we rate the 21-22 kits that have dropped already?
Yeah, let's do that. Also, Crimson Pizza put, where's the Roma X Echo collection? Echo Unlimited in Roma? I can see Jose Mourinho in a baggy-ass leather jacket with a big rhino on the chest instead of the rhino with the kids suckling at it instead of the wolf.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait for that, you know, Aston Villa Fat Farm collection. That's going to be dope. okay. The Pepper Lucha says, that is true. Wore in their soccer shoes to school, and social services were called because it was considered as cruel.
Damn. Yo, remember that back in the day, Sambas? But that's the only ones because they were indoor shoes.
Yeah.
You got to take FUBU sponsorship, the old Foras, Bias, Roma.
Yep.
You got to take the tops of a soccer boot and figure out cooler bottoms to put it on.
Okay.
That's it.
I've only had one pair of Sambas, but they were like, I used them to play. I didn't like rock them casually.
The closest we've had is SK Air, you know, Skepta.
Yeah.
Mason Greenwood wears SK Air's boots, but they're a different design than the sneaker.
Mm.
If it was the same design as the sneaker, even if it's like a NASCAR where it's like painted to look like a Camry, you know what I mean? Even if it's that, I'm kind of okay with that.
Okay. So I have a couple of the links of the new kits that have dropped, but people in the chat, Twitcheteros, let me know if there's a new, not every team has revealed their new kits, but the ones I've seen personally have been Tottenham, Arsenal, Everton. Who else? There've been a couple other ones, but this was let's start rating some kits. Everybody in the chat, let us know what you think. This is the new Everton kit. They wore it in their last match against Manchester City. They got absolutely demolished 5-0. Sergio Aguero with a brace, getting to leave the Etihad, just absolutely pummeling Everton Football Club. It was brutal to see as an Everton fan. But you know what? They look good doing it, okay? They look good taking that heavy L.
Well, that's why they were like, yo, stop wrinkling my stuff. Like, they were just like, don't kick the ball at me.
They were so bad. Thomas saying looks sort of South American. Yeah, this is like an homage to an older kit that they had in the early 1900s. Some people were complaining, like, it shouldn't have red on it. Or Everton. Everton existed before Liverpool Football Club. So there is, you know, Liverpool is sometimes red, and that means Everton. You got to deal with it, okay? I didn't make the rules. But I like this kit. This is, you know, you don't see too many sashes in the Premier League especially. So I'm into it.
Well, Sheffield had the sash, right, for a long time? Didn't they have the sash?
I don't know.
It might have been Southampton. I might be thinking of Southampton.
You just don't see it that often. That's all I'm saying. So,
about Arsenal wore their 2021 kit? Have you seen theirs?
I have, I think, right? It's the yellow one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find a good picture.
But the cool look of it is the badge. You got to check out the badge that they use.
This is...
Vinegar Stroke said, not red, burnt orange.
Oh, okay. I mean, look, are you gonna?
Ay, Dios mío.
Bless you. I'm. Thank you. I'm colorblind. I cannot see certain colors. How dare you, good sir?
Yeah, shame me.
I'm not colorblind. I just. It's hard to tell. Okay. This is the kit, right? That we're seeing right there.
That's right. Can you zoom in on the badge?
I wish I could find a better photo. But it is just the cannon, right? Just a plain cannon.
It's just a plain cannon. That's kind of dope, right?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It's
like a minimalist look. I love the color of it. I love the fact that the shorts and the socks all match.
It is
I dig it.
It is simple. It is simple. Any other kits that anybody mentioned? Somebody said Juve. I haven't seen the new Juve kit. But any other Premier League teams? We said Tottenham. Tottenham just did the white shirt and it's recycled. It's made out of recycled material. Yeah. We're seeing it here.
It's made out of the shirts that they make to say, like, we won, like, for the Champions League. And then they have to, instead of sending it to a poor country, they just recycled it.
Good use. Somebody, vintage shirts or something. I forgot what the Twitter account, they're very popular. But there was a mock kit that they made with a different badge where it was the old Tottenham badge.
Yeah, that's right.
On this shirt that looks so much better. And
it's wild how good that looked. I was actually scared when I saw it because I thought that was real. I was like, damn.
I just had it was cleaner, had a nice detail.
It is a plain white tee, but there's something classy about it. Also, low-key, long sleeve. The long sleeve looks really nice.
No, he's wearing an undershirt.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, he just didn't want to show his arms, okay?
Okay. But no, I like it. There's something classy about it. And again, it's a Tottenham shirt. It's disgusting.
They did
a pretty good one.
Hammer Hamster said, yo, the NYCFC jersey for ocean awareness is the best new jersey out there.
It's not clean.
It's interesting, ocean awareness, as if people are not aware of the ocean.
They want. Just remind you there's an ocean out there.
Have you heard of the Atlantic? All right.
Pacific. You don't think about it.
You know, it just creeps up on you sometimes. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Yes, the Parley kit, which is made out of recycled material, obviously for the problem. We're just teasing. I'm sorry. Everybody gets roasted out here.
Board Martin said Harry Kane got that I'm leaving folded arms look. I'm never wearing this shirt. No reason to make me take this picture.
All right. Any other kits those are the only ones I saw.
Juve one is just like scratched up stripes. It looks like it's like scribbled with pencils. Your cough sounds like a bark now.
We've been talking for 5 hours.
How much time would we on? 4 hours and 57 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. Also, did you hear nutmeg bark once?
No.
Okay.
That's because you tied that leash real tight around his neck. No, I'm joking. I got 50 feet, son.
Juve, what was I looking for? The Juve kit? Or what was I going to Juve?
Yeah, the Juve 2021 kit. They put it in the chat.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you. Oh, wait, here's the new kit. Oh, this is a link for all the Premier League stuff. Oh, sweet. Thank you. This is, I should have found this earlier.
Okay. Don't worry, he'll pull it up.
Yeah, let's do it. There we go.
Okay, so we see Tottenham's first. Boo. Arsenal second. I don't like that.
Brighton Hove Albion.
I can't tell the difference.
I cannot tell the difference at all. Chelsea's a couple.
People like this Chelsea one. It's got like multiple patterns in it. I'm not a huge fan.
I don't love it. Don't love it. I would have loved
it. I think it works really well with the three logo.
I would have preferred just the zigzags across the entire shirt.
Or the checkerboard would be fire. The whole thing checkerboard.
The same, but not this.
I think Everton has a great kit. Thank you, Danny DDT, for following. You are going to get a chance to win a PS5. Hopefully you win.
Yes, Danny DDT. Is that from a wrestling? Do a DDT? Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Everton's Leicester's, can't tell difference. It's just a different sponsor,
Leicester,
right?
Leicester City, this is speaking of the Parley kit, this is, I think, the exact template of the Parley kit, if I'm not mistaken. It looks very, very similar. Liverpool, you know what? I'm kind of feeling this one.
Liverpool, it feels like a Roma or Galatasaray kit, doesn't it?
Yeah. This belongs in the Turkish Superliga.
Okay? Right? The Sadio Mane does not. He is too good.
Tottenham, we saw that. And so those are the only ones so far.
Yeah.
But so far, I mean,
Atletico, someone, Crimson Pizza says Atletico's league kit is really interesting. See if you could pull that up.
If anybody has a link, let me know.
Bing it.
Okay. Atletico Madrid. What is it? 21, 22 kit.
Yeah, this is wild how different this is.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing.
It looks like paint splatter or whatever throughout it.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong kit. That's wildly different. Hold on.
It's cool.
It looks like a truck drove over it. It looks like a Tifo, actually. It looks like a Tifo up close, doesn't it?
No. Why would you say that?
When they paint Tifos, if you look at a Tifo up close. It's not as sharp as it is when they hold it up on
TV. Like somebody didn't finish a paint job, you know?
Actually, I low-key really like this. Yeah, it's kind of dope. Might have to copy
somebody who said Colo Blanco just put the Bayern away kit. I don't love this. This is
For people listening, you're probably like, what are any of these kits? But it's the Bayern away kit is like four quadrants, kind of diagonal on the front shirt. It's black with gold. And then there's like kind of pinstripe, dotted pinstripes on the top left and the bottom right. And then it's just plain black on the other two quadrants. It's a little classy, but it feels like an LAFC shirt more than it does a Bayern Munich shirt.
I agree. Okay. All right. So I think that's about it.
I don't hate it, though.
I don't hate it. I would say so far my favorite...
I'll give it to Everton. Everton and Arsenal, which sounds like we're...
I would say Everton and Liverpool, to be honest. I think those are the most creative.
Okay, well, then I'll say Arsenal and Liverpool. Fuck you.
Okay, cool. I'm glad we sorted that out. All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in to another Fun Prem Show. We appreciate it. Everybody listening, we're here with the new episode. The podcast is available every Thursday, but we're on Twitch every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Also, stay tuned because we will be actually changing the date, the day of the week that we are filming Prem Show. Mm-hmm. Alexis has
I
haven't announced it. Another engagement that's going to be coming soon. Announcement could be coming soon, but big things are coming soon. So we may have to move the day. Please let us know what day you suggested. I think it'd have to be Monday or Tuesday is my best guess.
Monday sounds like would be fun. No,
I would be
right
fun.
right after the weekend.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we'll see. We'll try to find a day that is different. We can't do Wednesdays. That's because Alexis will have that's when he's going to be busy. So we'll see. But big things are happening. It's a lot to look forward to. Whether it's watch-alongs, whether it's other fun stuff on Twitch, the Champions League final that is happening this Saturday, where we're going to be giving away a PS5. Big things going on for the Cooligans. So
wow, big things. But nothing bigger than the fact that we're giving away a PS5. To one of our followers. How have we not even hit 2,000 followers off this thing?
We can't give this damn thing away. I don't know what else we need to do.
Bro, we both thought like, yo, son, we got a PS5. This thing's going to blow. I thought we were going to get to like 10K followers. I thought this thing was going to go crazy.
But people are like, I don't know. I don't really want, even though I'm literally about to blow a dude in an alley for a PS5, I don't know if I'm going to click on follow to get it from these dudes.
I gotta wait and possibly watch these two guys talk every once in a while. I don't know.
So madness, as Stream Neil said, Christian.
We are at 1,824. We would love to at least hit 2K. Help us hit 2K.
Yeah. Come on. Somebody got to want this damn thing. Follow us on Twitch. Tune in Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern, Champions League final. And then Sunday, tune into the Cooligans on Fubo Sports. We're going to have Mike Ryan Ruiz of the Levitard Show. Super fun show coming up. So a lot going on. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in again. We appreciate appreciate you. Hit follow us everywhere. Follow us at Soccer Cooligans. We just hit 24K on Instagram. It's absolute madness. It took forever to get there. Help us maintain 24,000. So hit the follow button. Follow us right now, please, on Instagram if you don't either. You know, if you have no interest in a PS5, just follow us there.
Also, the Knicks game just started. So go root on the Knicks.
Yes, we're going to live stream the Knicks game. No. Let's go.
You know what? I was planning on doing that, but I'm like, I am fully gassed right now.
So I appreciate everybody. Yo. Again, Colo Blanco, Armad, follow him as well. Does great work here on Twitch and also a great streamer as well. Let's go. All right, let's do it. Thank you so much, everybody, for hanging out. Another fun Prem show in the books. So with that said, my name is Cristian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!